And that is also called a fruit cobbler.
Okay. Now, somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away the...
the food?
Yeah. What would you call the kind of a sweet liquid that you'd pour over pudding, you know? You might make it up out of cream and sugar and nutmeg all mixed up. That would be just a...
they make a glaze. It's called a glaze.
Okay. Now, you eat pretty regular?
Yeah.
Once in a while, between meals, you'll have a...
cup of coffee. I don't eat breakfast in the morning. All I have is a cup of coffee. And around 12, I like a piece of toast and one egg. I'll either poach it, or I like my egg cooked real soft. Just drop it in the grease, flip it over, and put it on a piece of toast. Take a piece of toast, put some butter on it, put this egg on it, and eat it with a cup of coffee. And I'll have coffee just about as long as the pot on the stove. It's never off.
Yeah.
I drink coffee all day long. But I don't eat much.
This morning, have you already...
I've already had 3 cups of coffee this morning.
You've already...
made the coffee?
Well, I mean, this morning you say you've already... talk about drinking coffee. You said this morning I've already...
I've already had 3 cups of coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And I like it with the cream and the sugar. Or either cream and the honey.
I see. Well, now,
some places you go, they don't have honey. You gotta use sugar. So I use it occasionally. But every month, see, I buy my honey by the gallon. I pay $7.60 a gallon. It's a lady that I know has a beehive. And we buy the honey from her. And I just about use honey in everything.
Yeah. Well, now, if I wanted to know how much you drink, I'd say, how much coffee have you...
how many cups of coffee you say I drink a day?
How much coffee have you?
I've drank 3 cups already.
You have?
Yeah. But I tell you, I use a pound of coffee a week.
That's why you stay on the go so much.
Yeah. And I like my coffee. And my brother, when he drank coffee, he never put a thing in it. Drank it black. I have a little daughter drinks it like that, too. Well, a lot of time I think I got into a habit of that. I used to eat in the morning. I was always so busy that I wouldn't get a chance to eat, so I'd grab a cup of coffee. And if I was in a hurry, I wouldn't put anything in it. I would just take it and go along doing what I'm doing and drink my coffee.
Just drink it?
Yeah. Now, like in the wintertime when it's cold, I like to sit down with a hot cup of coffee in front of the fire. So we do that a lot. And I'm beginning to drink tea some now, but I drink much more at night.
Yeah. Now, when dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
I'd say, well, dinner's ready.
Y'all, what?
I'd put all this thing on the table. I'd usually say dinner. Some of them would have them a highball, or maybe some of them would just have them a glass of lemonade, because some of my kids just like a little highball or something just before dinner, you know. And some of them don't. And I said, dinner's ready. I said, I'm putting dinner on the table. Are y'all ready to eat?
Uh-huh.
And they said, hold up for a little while, Grandma. Because sometime I'd have a big get-together. We mostly have it down by my daughter's house, because this house isn't big enough.
Not when
all those children get together, because there is, with this new baby we got now, I think I lost count. It's about, let's see, I know it's 38 grandchildren. I have 7 children, 38 grandchildren, and I have now 6 great-grandchildren. I think I count 6. Let's see, Desiree has 2, Elton has 2, Melvin has 2. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong.